This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The story is just beginning. We have four more segments, and I think we'll get to some of this. Go ahead, Daniel.
Well, and speaking about Corey Good's business partner, he definitely was associated with this Luciferian satanic imagery. And when it came up in one of my reports, his response was, oh, that was a juvenile lark, whatever. But all the stuff that I had showed him using that imagery and sort of representing himself in that way through his early 30s, you know, and he's only 38 or something now. So there weren't really good answers going on there. In relation to the blue avian image that Corey Good was using, it was using a hand signal for Baphomet. And it was just very clear. Anyone who looked at it pointed it out. This wasn't very well explained. All they could really say was, you know, well, Jesus used that hand symbol too, you know. And the way that they explained these things is like, oh, we're being targeted and called Satanists or whatever. But these were real legitimate questions that they needed to answer, and they still haven't answered them very well. So when we look at them in terms of their cult activity and, you know, the way that they act and the way that they threaten, you know, people with deplatforming them, or in some of the cases of the people who've left the cult, you know, they sent them intimidating emails like, you know, you'll be identified as an Illuminati cabal agent, and really threatening stuff. I mean, I haven't seen this kind of thing around the alternative media. I'm so used to, in alternative media, watching out for what the mainstream forces will do, that when we get somebody who's in the field, you wouldn't expect that you would be seeing these types of tactics. So it's very interesting. They act like cults. I think that they need to be explored and investigated as a cult, because we need to see exactly what they're up to. And now, in one of the episodes, like you said, somebody who left the cult and this marketing group said some of the people who were promoted as Corey's kids were talking about being involved in rituals. And so what you could say is, like, let's look at it this way. They bring these kids on board and they say, well, you know, you do all this work for us for free and you get access to the blue avians. You'll get initiated into this blue avian channel or whatever. And you get these kids, and they're 20-somethings. I mean, they might be looking at this field and saying, hey, I can get out there. I can talk about, you know, disclosure and things, and I can get my name out there and all the rest of it. But how are they being used in that sense? And what's going on there? And do you really think, in looking at this cult and looking at the marketing program that they have in their minds, they're obviously thinking, well, we're going to be able to push this out there and we'll have this youth market and we'll get these gear stores and we'll get comic books and all the rest of it. I mean, this is what they think of the field that they're going into. Good is the ambassador of the cult, really, more than a galactic ambassador. And he's their ticket, you know, this is the way that they're pushing it. So it's interesting because Good doesn't have any evidence for his wild claims of being a time-traveling astronaut. There's nothing there, and he was promoted that way by Wilcock. But now we can see that Gaia, FDN, and people like Church, for example, all have a lot riding on keeping his story going. This is why I think if we want the truth in alternative independent journalism, something like this, we all have to stop and take a real good look at it, because there's no question that there's something going on there that goes far beyond just somebody with a wild story that he can't back up with any evidence.
Yeah, and I just hope this isn't a harbinger of things to come. I hope we're not going to see other people being inspired by the potential success of this effort. You know, and outfits like Gaiam, too, I think really need to be looked into. This Yurka character is pretty interesting. I've uncovered several people that have had, you know, not so pleasant relationships kind of falling apart with the guy. He's been around the field for a long time. You rarely hear his name. He's extremely wealthy. I was invited to be on Jay Widener's show and on, I think, Rachel Meredith, her show, and they wanted me to comment on the actual x-rays of the Peruvian three-fingered mummy that they're calling Maria, which I found very, very interesting. But that's I've already mentioned that on another show. But walking around that complex, boy, there's some serious money. Just the gems alone, the crystals, the huge crystals that they had in there. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars just in some of the crystals that were decorating. Some of the more public areas, multi-leveled, two or three floors, quite an impressive, place, with a lot of money going into it. Whenever I see a lot of money being applied to a melding of the New Age and ufology, it's a little difficult not to be somewhat alarmed. You know, and again, I have not seen the programs. I'm not familiar with the shows other than the fact that I was on two of them. I don't have any idea when they'll be broadcast. They didn't pay me. They just didn't even cover all my expenses. So I hope that this isn't an indication of where things are going, because if it is, I'm going to retire and just wash my hands of this whole field, because this is anthem to what I'm all about and what my where my interests lie. And I'm sure someone like Jacques Vallée, who wrote one of those seminal works looking at this potential problem, Messengers of Deception, back in 79, I'm sure he would agree that this does not bode well, I think, for the field if this is the direction that it's going in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very interesting with Gaia. I think that they will play to whatever they think is popular. So, for example, like you said, you know, if they had you on, they've had good people on. Linda Moulton Howe, they shot, I think, 10 episodes of a show with her. Richard Dolan's been on that. It's not that there isn't quality in Gaia, that they don't have a sense for the field. It's that the things that they've promoted that are popular anyway, when they didn't vet their people, in particular in Cosmic Disclosure, the Nazca Mummy, I think, is also looking very, very shaky. The more information that comes out about it, it looks more like, you know, something that they should have waited until they got real results on to talk about, because it doesn't look like an alien mummy. It just looks like a mummy.
Well, they never claimed that it was an alien, and it didn't look like an alien to me. It looked like some sort of hybridized human. And looking at the digits and looking at the connective tissue in the X-rays, I was very, very impressed. It's either one of the most incredible hoaxes ever perpetrated, or that being had hands and feet like that, based on my amateur, appraisal of the X-rays. You cannot see the connective tissue online in shots of the X-rays, but if you're holding them in your hand up against the window or a light table, the connective tissue does not look manipulated. It does not look manufactured. And I, to be quite honest with you, I was shocked to see that. I was going in there hoping to just, poo-poo the whole thing and say, oh, well, look at this here. Obviously, this is, and the severed hand is obviously a hoax. But that Maria, I saw the original, large format X-rays, and it was very intriguing. I'm really interested to see what the complete DNA results, because they're going to do a complete analysis at five different labs in five different countries. This preliminary information that came back does indicate, I think, that it's human, although there are some question whether that's even I haven't even found where Gaia has actually released that information. I don't know where that particular DNA results, where that actually came from. It just appeared, I think, a few days ago, about a week ago. When you see a lot of money out there looking to pump up very questionable scenarios in individuals, Linda Howe's cachet has long passed. Linda's been caught red-handed supporting hoaxes, been warned off cases because they were disproven to be high strange. She would continue to support them. Her support of the Corée drones hoax, for years she supported those, and even came up with this idea that the symbols on the drones were matching crop circles. I mean, some pretty kooky stuff. And they have a show called Truth Hunter with her name on it. It kind of makes me squirm a little bit. Having known Linda for 25 years, she actually trained me how to interview people out in the field. Very, very good at that. One of the top people. It's just that I think that, like David Wilcock and some of these other people, she's having to come up with new stories to top herself.
Let's top this, folks, and get back to more with Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Play, let's top this. Isn't that the problem with a lot of these wacky people out there that come up with all these stories? And maybe in a few cases, and I won't mention them, somebody had something weird happen to them. And they get attention they never expected. But now people want season 2, season 3. They want the sequel. They want more. And suddenly, what might have started as something possibly real ends up with something that's fake because they have to make up a story.
Yeah, Stan Romanek is a perfect example of that. Also, someone like George Adamski would be an example of that. So, you know, we do have people that I think a lot of these people, if I whip out a little pop psychology here, they have worthiness issues. They've never felt validated as people. They've never really been successful, most of them, in any particular field of endeavor. And so this is a quick and easy way to get notoriety. And now, you know, the fortune that goes along with the notoriety. And I'm not sure if these, Daniel, get your comments on this. I'm not sure if these are very good motivations, possibly.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mentioned Adamski there, because what's interesting, though, even a guy like that had UFO footage. You know, like, this is the interesting thing, that the threshold is so low now that somebody can just literally make up a story, hire an artist to do some artist renditions, Gaia promotes him, and suddenly he's in the circuit. He's run, like you said, he's doing his own conference. So it's very interesting. But I'm glad that you pointed out that you thought and looked at this mummy seriously, because people need to know that, you know, when somebody like you or somebody like me looks at this stuff, we're not skeptics. I don't consider myself a skeptic, and it sounded to me from what you just said that you're not a skeptic by nature. You know, we know skeptics are guys like Michael Shermer and debunkers who just make up anything in order to discredit something. That's not a real sense of research.
I've had so much stuff happen to me that there's no way I could be skeptical. I know there's something going on, but I'm sick and tired of having to wade through all this BS to get to the core and to get to the truth.
I will say one thing, though, about the Nazca mummy, because really, Gaia is presenting it as an alien mummy, and I'll tell you why. Because no one's going to be interested in just a mummy. We find mummies all the time, even odd mummies. We found cone-headed mummies that with red hair. I mean, finding a mummy is no big deal, even if it's unusual. The fact that this one could be an alien mummy, and they had the producer, Jay Widener, come on Jimmy Church's show and said, oh, there might actually be some avian in this mummy. We'll see. And then Corey Good mentioned that in the latest episode of Cosmic Disclosure. They want this to be a link to the Blue Avians to tie all this marketing effort together. So we have to be real about what Gaia is up to. They're not looking for the facts. So there's no question about that. They're good at promotion. There's no question about it. And like you said, they've got the money. And when you were talking about Yurka, he's got the experience. One of the things back in my days of doing being around financial journalism is Yurka was a very interesting mystery, because he showed up in the Fortune 500. And this guy's story is very unusual, because he came here and supposedly slept on park benches, but by 1987 had $500 million in the 80s. So, you know, that is a very interesting question. I think there are questions about his path that need to be looked into, and maybe he just came in with the right crowd. We don't know. But I will say this in relation to Gaia, that it's true that they do quality programming in some respects in their history, and that I think it's a serious deviation. Shows like they're promoting, like Cosmic Disclosure, which really, not only do they not vet the source in this case, but to let the kind of lie goes so far is something that there is a kind of responsibility, call it an editorial responsibility at a company, even if they think a show is doing well. So, you know, they've definitely taken a lot of entertainment license. And like I said, I think when you do that and you have a show, if you identify it as just this crazy speculation show, that's one thing. But to present it as authentic, then you have that schism set up where, like you were talking about, when you went to contact in the desert, you're like, these people are lining up for it. Well, they're lining up for it because Guy's presenting it as the real thing.
When you talk about this mummy, I think Roswell slides, that mummy, as if this was influenced by that, but they're trying to market it better.
Oh, that one was unbelievable, and it did suck in some of the best people like Dolan to it, which is unfortunate.
We gave him a hard time here. We had him on the Paracast.
We had him on the live from Mexico.
Right. Here's what happened. We had Red Pill Junkie, whom you might know, does a lot of blogging on the paranormal, and he lives in Mexico. And he went there, and we got his direct on-the-site impression. And I noticed Dolan was online. So I said, come on, let's talk about it briefly. And I think there was a lot of in what he said. And then we had him on the show a little bit later to expand upon it. But I really think here he didn't do himself any favors.
No.
To go there, to participate in it. And certainly the Roswell people like Tom Carey and Don Schmidt, who embraced it so quickly. They were so desperate to find something
in this. The Teflon twins. The Teflon twins. Schmidt still, he's been speaking at conferences left and right, man. It's like it didn't happen. I went to MUFON just to crash the punch bowl dry a month ago, and there's John Venturi walking around like he owned the place. These people have
he put in $5,000 a year. Maybe he does.
These people have no shame.
Well, I think we're looking at an interesting stage of this field of, let's see, because UFOs really encompasses a lot of different research areas when you think about it. Because people who think about government conspiracies and cover-ups of advanced technology get into it. People who get into the fact that there was Nazi technology get into UFOs. People who think about off-world civilizations, obviously, get into UFOs. And then there's the real lineage of people back from Betty and Barney Hill, looking through all these abduction experiences that these people have had. You know, so you have all these people and this research and this data, but there's also a culture around it. And I think what we're seeing in the last 5 years in particular is that culture has broken down, because a lot of the stories, a lot of the good cases are not really out there. Either they're not happening as much, or it's more of a social stigma. I'm not sure why there aren't as many good abduction cases, for example. But instead, what we have is a gradual lowering of the bar. And I think that we have seen a lot of the older, good UFO researchers either die or retire or just become less active, and not a lot of people around to take their place. And so there's a void and a vacuum. And I call them the hoax mafia. This is my new term for them. Come in and really try to monopolize the scene based on the research these people have done over 50 years, and come in and capitalize on the fact that, well, you know, people know about UFOs, they know it's real history, but people might not be able to tell the difference between a real case, or at least a case that has some legitimate background that's been looked into by serious researchers, and a case like Good, which is obviously made up. You know, I looked into his story very carefully for the series. I found nothing, absolutely nothing, to support any of his assertions. Zero.
You know, when I think of Corey Good, I think of Edgar Rice Burroughs and John Carter of Mars. And I'll explain why, folks who haven't read the story. We got more to come with Gene and Chris and the Dark Journalist. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So we go back to, I guess, the late Civil War, right around the Civil War, where John Carter somehow has this romantic attachment to Mars. And he wills himself to go to Mars while his body stays here. And I'm not at all certain in the story, I don't recall whether his body aged here. I don't think it did. So while he's in Mars, or his other self, his astral being, whatever, is on Mars and undergoing his life, he stays here in some kind of stasis or something, which is almost kind of sort of what Corey Good did. Of course, there was a movie version of John Carter a few years ago, and there they used some kind of advanced mechanism to enable the transfer, to transport him from Earth to Mars. But if you go back to the original story, you can see the influence. Maybe Corey Good saw John Carter, the movie, and made up this entire thing from it. How far back does he go?
Wow, that's really interesting. There are a number of cases and people's stories where, you know, we can see everything from Deep Space Nine to different stories that have come out of the kind of Project Camelot, Project Avalon strata of whistleblowers and the kind of plagiarism that they do. So, you know, Good and the story, for example, with what he came out with initially, it's no big deal. You can listen to it. You know, he talks literally about kind of a MyLab style experience, which, you know, there's a lot of different people who've had those, from Melinda Leslie, I guess, is the most prominent one. And, but Good, his story, like we were saying, grew, and it became more expanded, and Blue Avians got involved, Sphere Being Alliance, and, you know, his role in Antarctica and Inner Earth Princesses, all that stuff. But there were so many different sources that they were pulling for this that I lost track at a certain point. And the kind of plagiarism that we saw was interesting, because the marketing campaign also plagiarized people. So, you know, Cliff High was doing these alter reports where he runs all of these things through his different web bots and he gets trends in society. And he realized that they were reusing his content as their new story about Antarctica, for example. And Cliff High really got ticked about this and came out. But before he did, he put out a packet of information to see, like a test packet, a trial run, to see if they would pick up on that and regurgitate it. It wasn't based on any of his actual research. And, of course, they picked it up immediately. And so he showed examples of this. So what's interesting is from a number of different areas, we see this plagiarism taking place. And, you know, people like artists and stuff have told me, well, you know, I gave them this artwork or whatever, and then they said, no, we don't want to use it. And then 2 weeks later, they came out with something that looked exactly the same. So there was this aspect going on there. So I think whatever is this apparatus around good, either it's a high-pressure thing because they need to produce content like we're talking about, but they really rely on information that's already out there. And so in terms of your example, absolutely. You know, that's probably another thing that he came across.
Sounds like Hollywood. Hollywood steals stuff all the time.
True, and I don't have a problem with somebody integrating and synthesizing topics. I'm sure it's done in a variety of areas. The problem with this is it's presented as original content. And remember, he's the sole galactic ambassador in his wild story of this space alliance. Now, all the good research done around the secret space program, like the Missing Trillions work that Catherine Austin Fitz has done, you know, she's a government investigator with a background on Wall Street. And I spent time with her, and I know very well that the Missing Trillions aspect is something that she came up with based on her budgetary research of where the Department of Defense was losing all this money every year that went missing.
You see, that also goes back, speaking of conspiracies, to Donald Rumsfeld on the day before 9/11, on 9/10, talking about what? The Pentagon not accounting for several trillion dollars of money. Now, supposedly they've explained that away. As just, yeah. Well, it was the way it was accounted for and that sort of thing. And then you have 9/11 the next day, so who knows?
It is very unusual, and that is where a lot of this came from. What's interesting, though, is the DOD came out with a report recently saying they couldn't reconcile $6.5 billion. And, you know, the amount of money that goes missing, I'm sorry, $6.5 trillion. So, you know,
sure, what's a billion or a trillion among friends?
But it is interesting because this came up again recently, and I was like, isn't that fascinating? Because, you know, if you go back and you look at the Rumsfeld thing, well, now we're three times as much in terms of the missing reconciliations. And I'm sure a report will come out in a couple of years saying, oh, it was just a computer thing, and we reconciled it, no problem. But in her work, she studies how the space aspect, the space economy, is being built up before anybody can really get their hands on it from a regular public vantage point. Meanwhile, NASA's budget being shrunk back to 1965 levels. So there's something going on there where we look at the space program where since the 70s, they haven't really done a whole heck of a lot. So what is it? What's the disconnect there? Why did it go black? And her hypothesis mainly is that they created a gigantic infrastructure for private space interests using public money. Now, that's something that Good and Wilcock and all those people, you know, picked up on and started pushing, hey, missing trillions, you know, we'll use that. So, and this is what I don't like, is you see it over and over again where they'll reach into different areas and reuse the topics. So it's one thing to say, hey, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz reported this stuff and we think it's right. But instead they'll say, I've been given special intel about missing trillions and, oh, you know, the leaders of this world, the cabal is going to be arrested. And, you know, it sets them up to be some kind of lofty cult leader, you know, with inside intel and a special place. And this is, I think, the thing that needs to be. Some people will get that information about missing trillions for the first time from somebody like Good, and they'll think it's legit because the actual topic will make sense to them. But unfortunately, the channel in this case is just somebody grabbing somebody else's work to make himself and his show get bigger ratings and for him to get a bigger paycheck at the end of the day.
Chris, you mentioned something with regard to secret space programs that your friend Ron Regeer had mentioned. Do you recall what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ron Regeer worked on pretty much most of our classified satellite programs for about 30, 35 years. And he did some work on Skylab and I think looked to cut his teeth in Apollo. And, you know, he's an engineer. He's plugged into the, you know, to the kind of the black world, somewhat, because they're all fighting over the same materials. There's certain kinds of materials that you need for satellites, for any space type of vehicle, or anything having to do with sending something, you know, up into space. There's certain materials that are hard to get a hold of, and they're constantly fighting over them. And he made the comment that he didn't think that there was a real robust secret space program, because he said we would have heard about it. We would have heard about requisitions of particular types of materials. We would have heard through the grapevine that, oh, so-and-so has, you know, got a new contract, or such-and-such, you know, appears to be going, you know, given the go-ahead to work on something really cool. There's a lot of scuttlebutt that goes, you know, behind the scenes among associates within the classified aerospace world. And Ron was plugged into all that, and he said that there's no indication at all to him that there is any sort of robust program, because, quite frankly, the requisitions don't match the, you know, he calls it fantasy. He says the facts of the requisitions don't match the fantasy. Now, I'm not sure if I believe that 100%. You know, I'm not sure that even someone as connected as Ron and maybe did not hear about certain things, or he may be supplying some subtle disinformation to try to keep me off track. I don't know. I don't know for certain, but it does kind of make sense on the surface that you know, certain types of materials are in high demand, and it would be telling if certain projects that were never really revealed were requisitioning some of these materials.
Let's do our break here for the final segment with a dark journalist and Daniel's comments of what Chris just said. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, rockoids.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Wow, you know, I thought the show just started. I'm looking down at my log. I do a log, ladies and gentlemen, for each segment to know what's going on and how long it's supposed to take. And I looked up, my God, we're on the final segment. So, Daniel, I asked Chris to mention that with regard to the credibility of a secret space program and whether, you know, defense contractors, people who build the hardware for spaceships and satellites and stuff, whether they'd know something was up. What do you think?
I think it's very interesting. It's very interesting. It's another data point to consider. Whenever you know someone who's involved on that level, it gives us an extra eye on the situation that we wouldn't have otherwise. But I think that there are programs, even like the Space Fence, for example, that are ostensibly for one type of purpose, cleaning up space junk in that case, that can easily be used for something else. If the regular space program really went dark in the 70s, then they have 40 years of infrastructure there, including SDI, Star Wars, and the whole Reagan era aspects around that. What happened with all that research that they did for SDI? When we look at things like Bigelow Aerospace, for example, or SpaceX, they're going to be some of the first, Richard Branson's company. They're going to be the first ones out in space offering trips to space and luxury accommodations out there. There's going to be a lot of apparatus out there, and there's going to be a lot of corporate secrets in addition to government secrets, and there's going to be an awful lot of need-to-know stuff. That's just on the regular kind of market level and the corporate level and, you know, government working with corporations level, there'll be secrets. Let's say something else. Let's say if there were off-world civilizations or if there was something else out there that they couldn't understand or they couldn't comprehend even after all these years, they're going to have really heavy-duty secrecy protocols in place so that that doesn't get revealed. And therefore, it might be very tricky to track a secret space program because the secrecy protocols are based around this UFO reality. And the UFO reality has been classified higher than the Manhattan Project, according to certain researchers working on pretty good material. So therefore, that level of secrecy, you know, how much can we expect to penetrate it just from the level of being here on Earth and looking around at some of the missing money that's happening? I mean, it's very tricky stuff. If I were to lay odds, I'd say there is a secret space program because there's enough of a trail there to convince me that we'd want to be ahead of the game. That's probably my statement on that, although I think it's interesting what he said.
Joseph Farrell's work is to be recommended here. I remember the account of the guys that were busted. I think they were Japanese, were busted on a Swiss train with $1 trillion worth of bearer bonds or something. And I guess some of these real high denomination bonds, have a picture of Kennedy on one side and the moon on the other or something that, that sounds interesting. And of course, Farrell's a very good researcher, and when he does speculate, it makes sense, and he bases it off his research. He seems to be of the mind that we've already collateralized the potential for helium-3 on the moon and other minerals, and that we've already used that as collateral against the debt.
Wow.
It's interesting. Who's all that money owed to? $17 or $19 trillion that this country's in debt. Who is that owed to? The Rothschilds, I guess?
Actually, there's a little guy somewhere on a mountaintop with an old abacus, and he's adding it up right now as we speak.
Maybe it's aliens. They've come and they've given us gold or something, and we're going to have to pay the Galactic Piper here at some point.
E.T. want money?
How about a quick question for both of you guys?
We'll give you a quick answer because we only have about 4.5 minutes left.
All right. After all the research that you've done, that you've come across, all the interviews, et cetera, what's your own impression of the UFO phenomena? Is it real? Is it man-made? Is it aliens visiting? What is it?
How about none of the above?
I'm pretty flexible on this one. I think aliens would be the least likely explanation in terms of galactic or extraterrestrial. I think we're dealing with something that is slipping through some sort of time or I hate to use the knee-jerk word dimensional, but some sort of parallel reality makes more sense. Or other tenants in the building, something sub-oceanic, maybe living in the mantle. They've discovered vast oceans, more larger oceans in the mantle than we have on the surface, for instance. Remember that Edward Snowden supposedly mentioned that we're monitoring deep ocean trenches for activity coming in and out of vents in the Marianas and other places. It was a brief article I saw just one or two places, and then it disappeared, and I didn't see anybody comment on it. Supposedly, the president gets a daily or weekly briefing on activity in the vents and stuff. So, I really think we should exhaust all closed system possibilities before we jump off planet myself.
That is very, very interesting. It's funny, though, because when we look at it and we think of it, if it were man-made, for example, they would need incredible resources for development. I mean, you'd need incredible manufacturing resources that you assume would be tracked on a certain level. So I've always eliminated the man-made aspect in terms of the entire phenomena. That could be a small portion of it. But it's interesting, whenever I hear about these cases where they flatten the grass around where they land, and then when you go there 20 years later, nothing grows, I think that's a key to where they're coming from. And I'm not saying I have the answer on that, but I think that's a very interesting physical clue.
They're paraphysical. They're not always totally manifest, I think. And this is something that I really learned to embrace from Jacques Vallée. There's too many cases of them blinking in and out of existence. Ray Stanford has compressed, has 52 frames per second film footage where objects travel 7 or 8 miles in 1/52nd of a frame and loom up close to the airliner he was filming out of the window. And then in a 52nd of a second, it's back in its original position near a mothership where it had docked, apparently. There may be some time compression going on here. These objects may be moving around a lot faster than we can consciously perceive. I do think that there is a military, there is exotic military drone technology, for instance, that can mimic the high-G turns, for instance. I do think there's pilotless UAVs, that sort of thing, that they light up to see how people respond to them. So there is some psychotronic elements here with the military, I believe. Based on my work in the San Luis Valley, I'm positive that I saw even conventional aircraft lit up to look unconventional, for instance. That's pretty much where my head's at based on my work. I'm an experiencer. I've seen the little guys close up in person when I was very young. So I know they're real to some extent. They never told me where they came from, and I never got abducted to my knowledge. I think the jury's going to be out for a long time on this.
Daniel, please tell our listeners if they want to get more information about the Dark Journalist's work, can they check you out?
Absolutely. It's at darkjournalist.com, and also my YouTube channel is youtube.com/darkjournalist. And you know, I would say you can pretty much get everything that you need at the website. So that's where I would point everybody.
We'll definitely link to that on theparacast.com. You can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast. You can find a pair of Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. One's a group, the other's a community. You can decide which one you like. We have a YouTube channel that is still developing. It's going to take a while. And don't forget Chris's site, OurStrangePlanet.com, which we haven't mentioned, but he's been doing updates lately, OurStrangePlanet.com. So you really want to check out that, Chris's personal blog. And one more thing. We have something called After the Paracast, which is another show that we do. Only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. We also give you a version of this show free of the network ads with better quality audio, all combined with other goodies, including videos and such. And to find out more, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Prices start just $1.49 a week. That's cheaper than buying a cup of coffee, a small cup of coffee, a medium they call it, over at the Circle K down the street here. Plus.theparacast.com. An incredible journey, the first of many we take with the dark journalist. Thank you for joining us, Daniel, on the Paracast.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. And I'm a regular listener, so I really enjoy the opportunity to come and talk to you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.